Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of news around the Hamas terror war. That's what I call it. I don't call it a Hamas-Israel war. It's a Hamas terror war. It's their terror attack on Israel. And it's funny to me because I'm looking at all the news surrounding this horrible incident, and you can see the shift. All the Arab leaders are saying, they missed ceasefire, stop doing it, whatever, whatever. And it came up, the reason why I want to talk about it today was Ben Shapiro was at the Oxford Union, which is where one of my guys was not too long ago, Michael Cohen. And he was debating some Arab girl who was talking about the atrocities of Israel and how long it's been going on for 75 years and stuff. And in all honesty, I don't know the history of it beyond a thumbnail. Now, I could study it and come up to speed, but it's Ben Shapiro's issue because he's Jewish and he's probably studied it. He's a wunderkind from what everybody describes. Seems to be a very bright guy. I've never met him. I've only heard of him. And, of course, I do know who he is. He's obviously famous. He's risen in the conservative ranks and probably one day will be considered like a William F. Buckley. But I'll tell you this. I watched his debate. And his first thing that he talked about when the late girl said, yeah, Israel does this, he says, well, I can tell you this, Israel wouldn't be attacking you if you didn't attack them. And he gave a very salient argument against her and wanted to debate. But there were a couple times where, and I will play it, when I'm actually going to make a video of it, because I always want to make these videos called What They Should Have Said. And spoiler alert, She appealed to some sort of a humanitarian and emotional content within her appeal. They got the audience on her side. And Ben had to be quiet for a second, which means he lost the argument. Now, I'll be honest, he held his own, but he didn't do what you expect him to do when he's technically right. What is it that she's arguing? We should be able to attack Israel whenever we want. And if they respond, well, it's 75 years of atrocities that they're attacking for. So it would be like me walking up, punching a white guy in the face and saying, I punched you in the face because of the 75 years of atrocities that were done to my folks, my, you know, ancestors, that you had nothing to do with it. So you want to kill people today because you say, well, it's 75 years of angst. Okay. Well, and so that when you see me explain where Ben went wrong. And by the way, I've done, Jordan Peterson got destroyed in an argument. In fact, he switches to the other guy's side and goes, well, I hadn't thought about it. And it was an easy argument to defuse, an easy debate, where he didn't have to succumb, but he did. He capitulated. And it bugs me because, see, I'm watching it play out right now. I'm watching it play out. Hamas attacked Israel, period. Let me put it to you this way. Is Israel bombing Hamas? Are they going in looking in tunnels and trying to kill these people? Had it not been for Hamas flying, you know, a manned aircraft over, dropping bombs, cutting razor wire, invading Israel, killing innocent men and women and children, and pretending, in some cases, flat out lying, saying, we didn't do anything. No, we waged a war. We only went after military stuff. When there are women who were brutalized sexually, children who got their heads cut off, I heard at one point they even cooked Israeli kids. And you want me to show mercy? Come to my house and invade and do anything close to that. And think, if you think I'm going to show you mercy, you better know that mercy is a pretty mean son of a gun. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It bugs me to no end when it's, you know, the somebody hits you, then the referee turns around when you're hitting them and you get the penalty. That's what we're talking about. And if you look at any of the news stories, they tell you, Hamas deadly airstrike by Israel. Is warplane strike Gaza refugee camp as Israel rejects U.S. push for pause in fighting. Everybody wants a pause in the fighting of a war started by somebody else. I've made this comment multiple times, and I say this because I have to warn leftists the type of person that I am. If you start a war with me, I'm going to finish it. That's the way I feel. It's my life, and see, I don't have any animosity towards anybody. We could argue, we could debate any concept, any topic you want. I will not leave. I may leave there thinking you're stupid, but I'm not going to leave there going, I just want to kill that guy. That's the difference. When it comes to that level of debate, we're civilized. But let me tell you something, and this is the attitude that conservatives have to adopt. I will be civilized where if you behave civilized, but if you want to get ugly, I'm going to get so ugly you won't even have a way to measure it. And see, that's the way I look at politics. We are civil. We accept all these crazy, lame brain, DEI, CRT, open borders. We listen to these clowns. And even when we know these policies don't work, I'm not sitting there going, well, these open border people need to be killed. I don't say that. I think they need to have their brains checked. I think we can show them the error of their ways in 50 different ways. And quite frankly, I think those are the solutions we need to be looking for. And that's what bothers me about the conservative movement, too, is because we don't have good thinkers. We don't have people really going, look, wage a marketing campaign that shows this. Show the media as this. So that, you know, in other words, if the media wants to be a part of it, let's demonize them. If you're for open borders, you're for human trafficking. I'm going to tell you, if it's done right, CNN, MSNBC, all of them will stop being for open borders if you say the network of human trafficking. And I'm just using that as an example. We don't do anything to push back. And the thing about it is these people think they can roll over. They think that, oh, if Antifa threatens them and wants to come in, Antifa came into Arizona. I don't know if you guys know this, came into Prescott, and the cowboys up there were armed. Every store owner was armed, and the people put Antifa back on the bus and said, if you get off this bus, do you understand you're going to be killed? And they got back on that bus and didn't go try to attack the city of Prescott because they were going to get their butts kicked. Anyway, this war is a Hamas war. It's not Israel's war. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others?
The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Bidens are guilty. No question about it. Anybody with a brain knows that. But, you know, there's been all these denials, because that's what Democrats do. They're professional liars. They're skanks, scumbags, rotten to the core. But now, starting to get out, and this is an article in Politico. They called it a special report. Ben Schreckinger wrote it, and you should look it up. And here's the title. Fresh revelations contradict Joe Biden's sweeping denials on Hunter. Fresh revelations. Really? No, not so fresh. Very stale revelations reveal the contradictions and of the sweeping denials by Joe Biden. They go on to say Biden hasn't been shown to have committed wrongdoing, but a Politico review of recent developments casts doubts on several statements. A recent review. Hey guys, welcome to the party. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This article then goes to methodically deconstruct everything Joe Biden said, all the quotes, the clips that we've been playing for the better part of 4 years,
Here's Joe Biden. My son never took any money from China. My son never did this. I never spent any time with his clients. Every single thing that Joe Biden said, I know this is going to be a shocker. This is going to shock the living daylights out of you. They were lies. I know the pathological liar has been caught in yet more lies. Holy cow, there's gambling in the casino. Here's one of the beginnings. No money from China. Joe Biden has also faced questions about Hunter Biden's dealings outside of Ukraine. At the October 2020 debate, Joe Biden was asked about the appropriateness of Hunter's work in China and for Burisma during his vice presidency.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China? I have not had, the only guy who made money from China is this guy, he said, referring to Trump. Nobody's made money from China.
Remember, we played that clip. I love that clip because that clip shows you exactly who Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, Kenny, what was it? He's talking about making money from China, and it slips his mind during the... What are we talking about here? Oh, that's right. Making money from China. Joe Biden trying to put those lies together in that demented head of his. The moderator question referred to Hunter Biden's work in China during Biden's vice presidency. Hunter Biden entered a venture with Chinese asset managers Bohai Harvest RST. And they said the extent to which Hunter Biden profited from his involvement in the venture remains unclear. Yeah, it does, because they're still trying to figure out all the tentacles, all the money that flowed. But here's one thing we know with 100% certainty. His son did make money. He did profit from China. And Joe Biden blatantly lied in the 2020 debate. And you know what else he blatantly lied about? These DOJ people, that 51 people that debunked his blah, blah, blah. He said, but the more general claim that Hunter Biden did not make money in China is false. In court, this July, Hunter Biden acknowledged hundreds of thousands of dollars in payments from the CEFC. You want to know why he acknowledged it? Because the government oversight committee that was handling this, run by James Comer, got the bank records that they did everything they could. The Biden family did everything they could to prevent them from getting. You know who gave them those bank records, who started it all? Cathay Bank, the Chinese bank that was doing business. And the only reason why that pressure came is because the government said, you better start giving us these records or we're going to start, you know, we're going to cut the clamp down on you and doing business here. Said entities controlled by James and Hunter Biden ended up receiving nearly $5 million in legal and consulting fees from the Chinese company and its executives when his father was out of office. At a plea hearing this July, Hunter Biden acknowledged receiving the money. Now, it took all this to get to the place where Hunter Biden admitted getting money from a company that he... I mean, let me put it a different way. If you're making money, you make widgets, and you're making money from your widgets, you just go, yes, absolutely. We're doing business in Ukraine. We make widgets, and I made money. These guys are denying it. Would you prove it? Prove that I profited in my business. I dare you. Really? That's not the way most business runs. Most business, they're happy to give you their balance sheet and income statement and show you where their money's coming from, who their clients are that they're working with. They're going to give you enough information for you to be able to say, yes, I'd invest in this. It passes scrutiny. Go ask for a balance sheet or income statement from Hunter Biden or any of those businesses. And you know what you get? You get fluff. Because there is no business. The business of Hunter Biden, James, and all of his brothers and sisters and grandchildren is the business of Joe Biden. That's it. And everybody knows it. So they said there was no profiting from the Biden name. They said Biden has offered general assurance that his relatives have not profited off of their association with a powerful public official. In an October interview, Milwaukee area television reporter Adrian Peterson quoted the then candidate Biden, a statement from Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson alleging that Hunter Biden, together with other Biden family members, profited off the Biden name.
Is there any legitimacy to Senator Johnson's claims? Peterson asked.
None whatsoever, said Biden, adding, Ron should be ashamed of himself.
Now let me tell you what he should have answered, Joe Biden, if he weren't guilty. He should have said, let's talk about names and profiting. People put their names on law firms because they built a reputation of being good lawyers, you know, whatever, Joe Blow, Joe and Joe. Of course, they could profit off of my name. They're, you know, my name, it's like being a Kennedy, you know, for example. You're probably going to get some doors open for you. There's no question about that. But in terms of actually profiting, using my name for profit, no. Me allowing my name to be used, but, or, you know, policy. But see, Joe Biden couldn't say that. He knew he couldn't say that.
He should be ashamed of himself for even bringing that up. Oh, ugh. There's no legitimacy, none whatsoever.
He knew it was a lie. See, if I had it, I'm going to put it to you this way. Tito Jackson profited off of Michael. Tito wasn't the best of the Jacksons. But when he went places and he said, I'm Michael Jackson's brother, people went, oh, you're one of the Jackson Five. Huh? But it wasn't because Tito was the best guy or any of the others. Michael made the group, but they all profited, but they profited legitimately. And if you're profiting legitimately, nobody would care. Every single person in business is profiting off of something. In fact, I'll give you a little advice, a little thing. One of my associates in a business, he uses my, he says, yeah, Kevin and I are in business together. But I'm not impacting policy or anything. We have a legitimate business together. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Today, voters in regions across the country will participate in elections. Kentucky's incumbent Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is vying for a second term, competing against Republican candidate Daniel Cameron, who has received an endorsement from presidential candidate Donald Trump. In Mississippi, Republican Governor Tate Reeves is running for re-election and facing a challenge from Democrat Brandon Presley. The mother of a child killed in last year's mass shooting at Robb Elementary School is on the ballot today for mayor of Uvalde, Texas. Senate Republicans, in an attempt to secure America's wide-open southern border, have a list of immigration reforms they want to put on any foreign aid package for Ukraine. The proposal from Senators Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton, and James Langford include finishing the border wall, more pay for Border Patrol agents, and changes to the nation's asylum laws. Lance Pry, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Republicans are most likely to go after your son, Hunter, once again. And I wonder what you would like to say about your son and whether any of his troubles have caused conflicts for you or for the United States.
I love my son, number one. He fought an addiction problem. He overcame it. He wrote about it. And no, there's not a single thing that I've observed at all from that would affect me or the United States relative to my son, Hunter.
Absolute nonsense. Let me tell you something. This Ukraine war that Joe Biden started and why we're sending billions of dollars over there is directly related to everything we're talking about here. If the press told you the truth, that's what would come out. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. That was Joe Biden lying, because let me tell you something. Whatever comes out of Joe Biden's mouth is a lie. It's truly that simple. He's been asked multiple times about all this dealings with his son, and he tries to act like the doting father. He's not a doting father. He's a kingpin running a racketeering organization. 844-551-8255. Politico has essentially done a scathing article about Joe Biden. Fresh revelations contradict Joe Biden's sweeping denials on Hunter. The president hasn't been shown to have committed wrongdoing. But a Politico review of recent developments cast doubts on several statements, which means Joe Biden has been doing some wrongdoing stuff. He's been completely lying. He's part of it. But even with that, they couch the language. Well, he's not guilty of anything just yet, but we do see some signals that he might be guilty. Right. There's no smoke where there's Joe Biden. There's nothing but fire. He's a liar. And he's repeated his lies. The media has allowed him to get away with it. And I think that the time is coming soon where they won't allow it. That's why this political article was even allowed to be published. It debunks everything that Joe Biden has said.
I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man. And all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. This Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony. Their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly. And the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start at all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
China ate your lunch, Joe, and no wonder your son goes in and he takes out billions of dollars takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, why is it, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do with Burisma to deserve $183,000?
None of that is true. Not an answer.
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
Totally.
No,
Mr. President. Mr. President, please.
Totally discredited.
As I listen to any of these clips where Joe Biden just always refers, oh, these people, they were part of Trump's organization. They testified under oath. This, you just see how crooked our government is. Donald Trump gave 100% truth during the debate. And the people that decided that Joe Biden was going to get shoehorned in during the coup, they didn't care about Joe Biden being corrupted. They didn't care about what it was going to cost the United States taxpayers to have a corrupt, lying, scumbag politician lead our country, or perceived to be leading our country. And you know what they didn't want? They didn't want a strong president for a second term in everything. Look, folks, you can be pick me apart all you want, but I dare you to call the show and give me any reasonable thing that we can debate on what I'm talking about here. This is as clear as it gets. And it's not even like you got to go hunting for stuff. The laptop was legit. Hunter says, I don't know if it was my laptop. They knew it was the laptop. The FBI had it. Every single piece of this puzzle lines up. You know, you remember the puzzles that you had as a kid where the pieces were like the size of your hand and you could just put it all together? And then, of course, as you get older, the puzzles, the pieces get smaller and you have to work around the edges and work your way in. This is one of these little puzzles as a kid that's got 8 pieces and you know how to connect them. It's that simple. These people are corrupt. And Politico's calling them out. Here's one they talked about. Former business contacts of James Biden alleged in a lawsuit in 2019 that he promised that Joe Biden would incorporate their business model in his presidential campaign in order to entice them into a partnership. All the promises were on the Biden name, one of the executives in the suit told the Knoxville Times-Sentinel. James Biden has denied the allegations. Joe Biden's youngest brother, Frank, has also invoked the family name in the course of his business dealings. During the Obama administration, Frank Biden served as a lobbyist for and the president of a charter school company, Mavericks in Education, at a time when the expansion for nonprofit schools was politically contentious. And the company put out press releases describing Frank as brother of Vice President of the United States and President and Director of Mavericks Education, brother of Vice President Joe Biden. In other words, now again, I don't consider that one of the things that, it's terrible, terrible. I get it. But you can see that's what they were using to bring people in. They didn't say it's Frank Biden and you look at him, would you be Joe Biden? Yeah. It turns out I'm Joe Biden's younger brother. They put it in there. So they said in a 2011 interview with the Washington Post, Frank Biden said he did not trade on his Biden name, but that he did mention it. It's a tremendous asset, he said of the name. I enjoy automatic acceptance of, or at least listening to what I have to say. Okay? Now let me tell you where it fits. Let me tell you how the collusion comes in. This is something you won't hear on any other program, because I was talking with a guy who runs a charter school, and he said to me, I was concerned about what was going to happen if Biden got elected, because he said he was going to, decimate the charter schools or whatever. And this friend of mine said to me, I know Frank, Joe Biden's younger brother. And here's what he said to me. He said, my brother isn't going to do. Don't listen to the words that he's telling you. Don't listen to what he just said. This was an education deal. He said, don't listen. He goes, I'm involved in charter schools. My brother won't do anything to hurt my business. That's what my friend said. Frank Biden said to him, I'm telling you, as God is my witness, that conversation that I had occurred. And my friend told me, I got to tell you, I felt, and my buddy's not even a Democrat. He's not a Democrat. But he goes, I was happy to hear that, because he's got an amazing school. Not going to say what it is, but He knows Frank Biden, and he said, Frank Biden in here, friends, and that's what Frank said. So what Frank was saying is, Joe knows the business I'm in, and he protects me. That's what you're not going to hear in this argument, in this article, or read about it, because those conversations don't occur. But I'm telling you, that one occurred, they aren't going to tell you about this in the paper because they don't know about it. But this is what Joe Biden does. He knows everything his family's involved in. And his brother said that. This article is long. It details every aspect of this, but I only captured one other piece. And it has to do with the Chinese business. And it says, in a leaked October 2011 email, Hunter Biden wrote of his appeal to a Chinese business partner. Here's what he said, quote, "It has nothing to do with me and everything to do with my last name." Email was authenticated. The Bidens are crooked. This is the business that they're in. The business of using the family name and Joe Biden providing cover, protection. Now, in most cases where the Biden name is used, which I, quite frankly, doesn't mean anything to me, but if it gets people in circles, the people that think that that's a big deal, fine. That's what your name is about. We talk about it all the time. Your name. I talked to my kid about it. When you're out representing yourself, you're representing the family name. It's not just you. It's the people that look at how were you raised. You care about your family name. I don't know who you are, but I bet you do. So there's nothing wrong with protecting the family name. There's nothing wrong with using the family name. If you're good at what you do in a city and you go to the Jackson AC, they're the best. And people, oh, Jackson AC, ooh, ooh. That's the family name. But when it's used to bilk people out of their money or change policy, which is what Biden's do, now we got a problem.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I saw this story and it reminded me of James Brown. Papa got a brand new back to the ear. Joe Biden's new campaign strategy. Papa got a brand new bag. You're gonna be surprised. Well, let me just say this. Joe Biden's new campaign strategy cracks me up. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Joe, 81 million votes. Biden's team of misfits and freaks leaked his new campaign strategy. You want to know what it is, people? Be like Trump. You remember that commercial? I want to be like Mike. Yeah, Michael Jordan. I want to be like Trump. I told you, many people want to be like Trump now. The Trump train. And what it is, it's not about Trump. You know what people want to be like? People want to be genuine. Look, we were having this conversation, Melissa and I, with our son. We told him the other day, look, You can go out, you can front in front of girls, you can front to your friends, you can act as if, you know, look at me, I'm Mr. Cool. I said, they can see through the lies. Either you believe who you are or you don't. Now, keep in mind, this is a good-looking kid. I mean, look at his daddy, right? It's a joke. Look at his mom. This kid is a good-looking kid. He's smart. He's funny. He's an intellectual. He's goofy. He's a good athlete. He has so many amazing qualities. And in all of that, he's got the same insecurities that most of these teenage kids have, right? Because they want to be cool. They want all their friends to see them the way they see themselves as, I want to be Mr. Johnny Cool, Miss Whitty. And I tell him, trust me, you just go out there and be yourself. And you're going to find out that the guys want to hang out with you. The girls want to date you. You know, the teachers are going to like you. The coaches are going to like you. Be yourself. Be your genuine self. And here's the other part of it. Don't neglect what you're not good at. Work on the things you're not good at. When I was a martial artist, you know, I remember Bill Superfoot Wallace. He was one of my idols. And Bill had an amazing right leg, but he didn't, or left, one of them. But he didn't work on the other leg. And I was like, okay, Bill's got one leg. If you really concentrate on staying away from that, you can figure out how to fight him. I never had a chance to fight him, but I would have loved to because I would have exposed the weakness. I tell my son, if you're going to play basketball, it's easy to dribble with your right. I mean, not that you got to practice that too, but your left is the one you should dribble. I said, practice with whatever's the weakest. Use that. And by the way, that's what we do as conservatives. We're ready to put ourselves out there. Poke a hole in my weakest argument. Please do. Look, think about conservatism. Okay, you want to raise your kids right. You want good, safe neighborhoods. You want safe cities. You want people to have opportunity, blah, blah, blah. That's the easy part. That's the dribbling with the right hand. Dribbling with the left hand is when you got to address, oh, well, the inhumanity of homelessness and this and the open borders and all. Okay, great. Well, I can dribble with my left hand, too, because, see, I don't create that stuff. Everything we do is about protecting the homeland, protecting the people who are most vulnerable, who've paid their taxes, paid into the system, protecting the elderly, and so on. People, again, who paid into the system. Creating an environment where people can thrive at every age. There's no limit to what age you decide, oh, okay, I'm done. You can continue. You can retire and go do a whole other business that caters to your people. I got a buddy, he retired. You know what he does? He helps older people get their computers and their electronics to where they can communicate with their kids because there's all these new apps and stuff. That's his job. And he left. He left his other business. They shut it down, and he was like, man, I'm too old to do. And I said, go do something that caters to what you're good at. And he's got a thriving business doing this now. I'm just using that as an example. Anyway, let's get back to Joe Biden's campaign strategy. I only wish I had the coffee to spit out when I saw that title. The man who spent his first year in office living off the efforts of Donald Trump, the muscle memory of the Trump administration, and then spent the next 2 years talking much crap about Donald Trump, now must bow to the master. Build Back Better became Bill Broke Better and a host of other not so flattering names. And now Joe Biden has to adopt. You ready? MAGA! I love it. I love the irony of these things. And according to the memo, Biden intends to campaign on Trump policies. Essentially, the campaign memo signals that Joe Biden and the Democrats recognize their losing position. Now, you've heard this program. You're listening to me all the time, downloading the show, getting it on whatever you get it. And by the way, be sure to share it. Don't be hogging it for yourselves. But anyway, you've heard me say this multiple times, that the only way these people are going to get any sense, they're going to gain any traction, is if they abandon this idiocy of their policies. You've got to be kidding me. You're losing positions in every single. I always say this. Please, please call the show 844-551-8255 and tell me what policy of Joe Biden's is working. Please. Oh, okay. See, nobody rang. There are none. Joe Biden pushed the middle class into poverty. His policies gave consumers nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. Most people are spending 50% more for food under Biden. Gas and fuel has more than doubled, and rents are through the roof. Housing values dropped, but mortgage rates up because of what? Interest rates. You would be hard-pressed to find an American who is not complaining about the economy. Even if they got a raise, the rise in their health care costs completely obliterated the raise. And if you add in the inflation items I mentioned before, most Americans have backtracked substantially in the era of Bidenflation. Now, what else is Joe Biden going to do? But the next part's what should scare you, because Joe Biden says he's going to protect Social Security and Medicare. So let me translate that for you. You're not going to have any money and you're not going to have any health care if Joe Biden's going to protect your Social Security and your Medicare. Advocating. Yeah. The memo claims that Joe Biden will also be making the economy work for the middle class. Another Trump era success story. But here's what cracks me up about this. Every time you listen to Joe Biden and his team put something out there, you have to ask yourself, what have you been doing? You've had 3 years to do this, and you know what you've done? You've got people struggling to make a living. Well, somebody please stop him from working. Trump protected Social Security and Medicare. He built an economy where almost everybody flourished. And it's only taken 3 years for Biden to recognize this, even with him living off the muscle memory of Trump's year one economy that Biden inherited it in the first year of his stolen presidency. So you don't have to believe me. Look at Biden's actions. Here's what he said year one. There is no time to waste when it comes to tackling the crises we face. This is what he tweeted going into the inauguration of the election they stole. He says, we will take action, ready? Not just to reverse the gravest damages of the Trump administration, but also to start moving our country forward. That's what he said when he got cheated into office. His policy of undoing the Trump-era policies resulted in almost total devastation of the American economy, and it is impacting the world economy. But still, leftists spun Biden's first year as if he were a conquering hero returning from a successful war. And what did it get him? He ordered a review of the asylum process at the U.S.-Mexico border. He undid President Trump's hardline policies of stay in Mexico. Look at the border then and look at it now. What about energy? Trump made America energy independent. Then Biden promptly ruined his work. And in an article from Politico written only days ago, you can see the predicament that Joe Biden finds himself in. They write, the economic travails burdening the Joe Biden presidency are threatening to put his climate goals out of reach. They talked about the Danish developer who's decided against two New Jersey wind projects. They rising costs, supply chain woes, unexpected obstacles to clean energy projects, etc. Days earlier, Ford postponed production plans for a massive EV battery plant in Kentucky. General Motors reduced the number of EVs, and I could go on. Ineffective energy and cost overruns have been the hallmark of Joe Biden's presidency. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.